opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, good Monday, 7:05 on August the 13th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop in our chat room. Good morning, Angel. See you're in there.
Good morning.
Others are joining in. Yes, good morning, dear honey. How are you?
Well, good. I was just saying good morning to Angel, too.
Yeah, and Bad Bob.
Addie?
Did you...
Well, I watched Oklahoma.
Why don't you go wash that hay out of your hair.
No,
wash that hay out of your hair there.
I like how, just jumping in here, but in Oklahoma, when he said, Meta, there's a bright golden haze on the Meta.
Well, it sounds like he's from Boston. No? Okay. So what'd you do besides go see Oklahoma there, Bad Bum?
Hid from the 108 degree temperature.
Okay, let me tell you. We're going to tell you after the break here how we hid from the heat.
Yeah, right.
You know, and it wasn't 108. It was when we saw it. It was 113. You know, and then I saw another one of 112. But how are you doing today, huh?
Good Monday. Good morning on this Monday, and. Let's talk about what's happening with the temperature today. Speaking of which, currently 66 degrees downtown. Looks like we're going to have 107 today. Is that correct? I always ask Bob that. You're supposed
degrees,
to write it down. So, clear tonight with temperatures around 71. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is going to be around 107. So it looks like we've got those triple digit figures
all week long
with our temperature up there. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Oh. Of course, we know Saturday night that we had a great time. I was up there with Rick Hill and Pat Karch and Dan Kinkle and Bruce Kalen. We had a great place. Was packed.
Place was sold out. We had, and, you know, of course, that was in the air-conditioned wine tasting room. But the other one was outside. They had the misters going and outside, and it was cool out there, too. They just had a lot of people up there.
Update on the weather.
Great time. Yes.
Update on the weather. Sorry about that. 70 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. I'm sure that you'll see fluctuations in the different microclimates around here, but it is 70 degrees in the downtown studios. Let's find out what's happening at the Wells Fargo Minute, Market Minute with Susan Eastman. What's happening? Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Well, the markets are starting out lower this morning as investors remain cautious over the slowdown in Japanese growth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 31 points at 13,176. The S&P 500 is off 3 points at 1403. The Nasdaq Composite is down 4 points at 3016. Some of the day's biggest movers, Ford down a penny, trading at $9.34. Campbell's Soup up $1.05 at $34.36. General Electric down a dime, trading at 21 even. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart down 26 cents at $73.42 per share. Costco down 17 cents at $95.11. Safeway positive 7 cents, trading at $16.07. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.67%. The 30-year bond is 2.75%. For commodities, gold is up a dollar at $1,623.80 per ounce. Silver's off 12 cents at $27.94. Crude oil positive 68 cents. Trading at $93 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much. Those are our Wells Fargo Advisors. They're located out on Park Marina Drive. And I tell you what, Paul Ryan has just been nominated to be the vice president for the Mitt Romney's running mate. And he is an economist. He understands what's going on. The other people that understand what's going on, of course, is Susan and the gang at the Wells Fargo Advisors. So stop by and Park Marina Drive and see what's going on in the market.
Love to hear your, you know, this is Monday. We have our first, before we have our special guest, we're going to just talk with you about, share with
everything.
You a lot of stuff that happened for us over the weekend, what we saw, our views. And of course, we like to have this be open line. So you can call us and what do you think about the new VP nomination for Romney and, what happened to you? I think it's fun to do that on Monday mornings to set the week, and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. We want to talk about the Olympics. We also want to talk about the, you know, is it too much of a nanny state to say what kids can eat in school or not? Should you be able to control what the kids eat in school, or is that getting too deep into the family? We've got that one. We've got in, should you carry a gun? According to one of the people that wrote into the Record Searchlight this weekend and was in today, is a carrying a weapon makes for a civilized society, does it? We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, the people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you ready to win in Wind River Casino's Catch a Camry Swipe to Win promotion? Start with our $10,000 first chance drawing Thursday, August 30th. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The $10,000 first chance drawing is Thursday, August 30th. Win your share of $10,000 cash, 20 winners, or free gas. All entries go into the final drawing for a brand new Toyota Camry from Lithia Toyota of Reading. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All you can eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Woo! It's gonna be 107. Hound dog! Listen to that, man.
You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you.
Woo! On this day in 1952. Wow. The original version of Hound Dog was recorded by Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton, It was the first hit for the songwriting team of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. Stoller and Lieber, Lieber and Stoller, you know. Among their other famous hits are Kansas City, On Broadway, and Stand By Me. But the version we all really know.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah. Still gives me chill. 4 years later, Hound Dog got the world's attention when it was recorded by Elvis Presley. Music composer Johnny Otis from Willie and the Hand Jive said he helped Lieber and Stoller
Willie
with the...
Willie and the Hand Jive?
And the Hand Jive.
Wait, wait a minute. Was that
make
the
sure
name
you
of
say
a,
that right.
Was that the name of a
you
group?
You better make sure you say that right. Don't say it with an accent.
That was a big hit for Creedence.
People think
what?
You're being a bad
Willie
boy.
And the Hand Jive was a big hit for Creedence Clearwater.
Willie and the Hand Jive?
Yeah.
I thought that was the name of a group.
It was, too.
Okay, so he, can I finish?
Yeah.
No, it's because that was really funny. I just have to, like, smooth over on that. Willie and Hand Jive said he helped Lieber and Stoller with the writing of Hound Dog. All was fine as long as Big Mama Thornton was doing the singing. Otis was her producer. But as soon as the Elvis version started bringing in the bucks, Otis was cut out of the picture. Oh, this beautiful thing, music business, right? Otis
went to slash you to pieces.
He went to court but lost the suit. He said, we think the judge said, you ain't nothing but a hound dog crying all the time. And Lieber and Stoller chimed in, you ain't no friend of mine. Isn't that funny?
That's in court. Anyway.
Love it.
Okay, let's talk Olympics. All right.
Oh.
You know what? We are so proud of our American team.
Oh.
We can't say enough. You know, ordinarily, I won't watch a lot of TV. But Linda and I, in the evenings, would, you know, and we DVR'd this, to pieces, but for the Olympics. Now, this is the very first Olympics in the history of the Olympics that there was a woman on each national team. That means if they came from Iran, they had a woman on a team. This is spectacular when you think about it. Now, how much pressure does the Olympic Committee put on teams? And the answer is they can put a lot of pressure on the nations on who their team is. If you remember back in the when Adolf Hitler headed up Germany, they were not going to be allowed to be in the Olympics because they discriminated against Jewish people. And so what Hitler did to get around this, they invited Jews who were famous in their own country before he had started throwing Jews underneath the locomotive there. He invited Jewish athletes to be part of the process, you know, to compete, to try out for the German team. And several of the Jewish athletes did, some under coercion, others because they wanted to represent their country and felt like this was a way to show that, hey, we're Germans too. We may be Jewish, but we're Germans too. Well, as soon as they had the Jewish athletes trying out to get on the team, they were allowed to be in the Olympics. And at that point, even though they won, or they were going to the semifinals, and there was a good chance that these people would win, they were cut off from the team. So, how much pressure does the Olympics, do the committees have on the nations? They say, you know, it's been a long time. You need to have a woman on the team. Hopefully that didn't happen. Hopefully that the people just saw about putting women on the team. Now, sweetheart, we got 104 medals. Well, at least 20 more than any other country. 46 gold, 29 silver, and 29 bronze. People go, oh, why do you keep track? Why do you keep track? Because, and we're going to talk about why we keep track in just a second. 268 women on the United States team, 261 men. More women than men. And women won 58 medals compared to 45 for the men.
Here.
Now, the women's basketball team, who won the Olympic gold for the fifth time in a row. This is great. This is great. You get this commentator comes up and he's got three of them there, and you can tell this man was wearing the crown of political correctness, and he says to these three women, who by the way just played magnificently, says well, you know, Australia has also won five medals, but it's been one bronze and four silver. I mean, don't you feel kind of sorry for them? And the woman athlete said,
she goes, no, I don't feel sorry for anybody. We came here to win the gold. And the other girls went, okay. And, you know, you could tell that she was just, and then she looks around and she goes, hey, let's get real.
That's right.
I thought, yes.
Yes, we came here to win. We didn't come. I don't feel sorry for them because we came here to win the gold.
It's called a competition, I
yeah,
can't believe.
That's they have winners, and then they have people that, that also competed, and they're winners in that sense because they're the best in the world from each of those nations. Yes, we applaud every one of them, but the guy was trying to get the sympathy for Australia, and what this girl said, huh, we came here to win, partner. And then he turns around and he says, was there any time when you really felt stressed out there? To one of the other ladies.
Well, remember when Costas was asking Phelps about when he didn't quite make it and his hand didn't quite touch in that millionth of a second or whatever it was, tenth of a second, or when he didn't place and he kept wanting to like focus on that and Phelps said, I had to put this behind me. I got what I trained for. And I was either going to let that get to me or I was going to move forward and start to think. I just see that as the sign of a champion. That's what we all need to think about. Okay, that was then. I'm going to be better. This is now. I mean, I think in the big picture of what the Olympics shows the world is that. The little girl, I can't think of her name, the gold on the Olympic team that was for gymnastics.
Gabby or the other one?
Her whole life had been in the dream of competing, and because they could only take two to the country, they took, she didn't get to go in. But 2 days later, she had to be at her, all the years of training had to go into the team. The team.
And they won the
gold. And they won the gold.
Can I offer up an observation? It seems that our society has already come down pretty hard on anybody who dares to be successful, anybody who dares to achieve greatness in finances, and now we're starting to zero in on anybody who dares to have individual achievement in athletics. Are we seeing a pattern here?
Yeah, at what point do we say, and is it going to come, is that, oh, we will have no medals at the Olympics. It's just people competing for their countries. We got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, the back of my neck was getting dirt and gritty. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Going down there this morning, get that great coffee, great prices on it. Then later on today, they've got icy drinks. Go ahead and take care of that. They walk on over and they will meet or beat any prices on tobacco in town. Joe and Shelley, what can I say? They have supported our community for 35 years. And you know what? Without anybody saying anything, what a great job they've done. We do, because we're proud of them. We're proud of Joe and Shelley. Out on the golf course.
Well,
now, let's just talk about hot and gritty. This is how, you know, we said to this, Bob, how we hit that, you know, how we took care of the sun and the heat this weekend. How'd we do that, honey?
How'd you beat the heat?
Well, I really kept thinking, especially with the fires on Saturday, you know, what the atmosphere was like. I thought, oh, my gosh, there's going to be a golf tournament tomorrow. Now, I have to share with you guys, I have only golfed twice in my life. This was the SJ...
Let me tell you, this is exactly the truth.
And so this is the SJ Denham Golf Scholarship Program. And so all the funds go towards, of course, you know, there's a bunch of kids there that have received, they've risen.
$300,000
raised over $300,000 in scholarships through the years. And it was beautifully done. And we're talking about people that are competitive. I mean, you know, you look at some of these people that were there yesterday. I mean, they're out to play. They're serious about their game. They're going to go and have a good time. But I kept saying, okay, you guys, I've only played twice. I mean, granted, I did hit the ball.
You were hitting the ball well.
I maybe have missed it a couple times, but there were 18 holes.
Imagine
at
that.
The beautiful, of course, River View Country Club, which is gorgeous.
Yeah, 18 holes. And you know what?
110.
They're either 18 or 9. Isn't that amazing, though?
It was 110, and if it hadn't been for, you know, the secret, wet towels around the neck.
We did. Wet towels around the neck. Water. They had water in every hole. They had ice. They had Gatorade out there in a lot of spots, or whatever they call it.
Carl kept coming back saying, are you okay? And I said, I'm fine. I know I'm red as a beet, but I'm fine. And, you know, you just kind of feel like if you just get through it, you get through it.
But it was a great event.
It was a lot of fun.
And they had a lot of people there, and they raised a lot of money. You know,
we want to take up the
Linda
game.
Linda and I play golf. I've played golf any time that there's a golf tournament. And it's a fundraiser. That's when I play golf. So I probably should play sometime in between, because I'll go play for four times and I'll stop for a year.
Isn't it hard to hit through the little windmill, though? Nope.
No, it's hard to hit in 110 degrees. I mean, you just are hit. But we had this great guy.
We had a guy,
what
Dan
a wonderful...
Scott, who is the pro.
Yeah, we had a pro with us.
Well, I tell you what, this guy, you know, this is the third time
he's
that
I've
been able to play Eagle Eye Painting. Anyway. This is the third time I've been able to play on Dan's team. And this guy gets to a par five, and we're laying on the edge of the green in two. So, I mean, so this kind of tells you, I mean, we're on the green in two. So this kind of tells you, you know, how well this young man hits the ball. We just would sit there sometimes after he'd hit the ball, and everybody would just kind of look at each other and go, oh, I know, nobody should be able to hit the ball that well. But he does. So.
I understand how now a lot of people will do business on the golf course because you're out. If you're playing 18 holes, it's a long time. There's no way you're going to be able to, you know, hang out with somebody like that over lunch, you know, And playing golf, it's a tactical mind game. It's just great. You know, I want to take the game up. I think it was great. So this weekend, again, we did Oklahoma. Just a shout out to a fabulous cast and Trish and Westside Performing Center. They did a great job. The Cascade Theater, you guys were all great. It was just really neat to see community theater at its best. And then Saturday night, everybody who came out to Anselmo's.
They also had Legally Blonde opening on Thursday.
Absolutely. That'll be next.
Yeah, that's the next one we see. Okay, when we come back, we've got a lot more stuff. This is Open Line this first hour. We're going to have Jim Hill from Air Cover coming in. We're going to be talking drones, and those, are they in your backyard or just kind of like floating around the atmosphere here? We're going to be talking about that and a lot of other things. We'll be right back.
Fox Business Network, BP is selling several assets to Tesoro for $2.5 billion. The deal includes BP's refinery in Carson, California, and other West Coast assets, including the ARCO-branded retail outlets. FedEx announced that it will offer voluntary buyouts to some of its eligible U.S. employees. The package delivery company says most of those workers will come from FedEx Express and FedEx Services. FedEx says it's making the move in an effort to cut costs and that it will have more details about the plan at its investors and lenders meeting in October. And Google's Motorola Mobility has announced it will cut 4,000 jobs or 20% of its workforce. It will also close or consolidate a third of its 90 offices. Motorola also says it plans to leave unprofitable markets, stop making low-end devices, and focus on a few cell phones instead of dozens. The cuts are the first step in Google's plan to reinvent the company. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Reading Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by the Australian Hat Outlet in Anderson, Blue Lake Casino in Blue Lake, Mike's Outdoors of Durham, and Bastiani Arms in Redding. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. The home of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, 735 in the morning. It's August the 13th, 530-605-4567. Is our phone number here, and we're chatting live and streaming. We've got a lot of people in here in the chat room. Okay, Social Security is finding all types of misses or mistakes there. Billions of dollars are being sent to what, dead people? Lots of them. That's going on, of course. But you know what? Hey, the government's not perfect. You got to give these guys a break. I mean, hey, it's like the California Parks Department. $54 million. Big deal. Big deal. What are you so upset about? Just because you closed down parks because you said you didn't have money. And then, we did have money. And what, those little 12-year-olds are having the bake sales and lemonade sales and going, we want to keep our park open. We want to keep our little park open. And they did. Oh, where'd that $54 million go? And then they've gone on and they've found hundreds of millions of dollars just kind of stacked away in different spots in the California government. Can you imagine how much it must be in the federal government? How many billions are just kind of like they may be in a bank account that nobody's checked for 30 years. And it's just been growing at 4%, 4%, 4% every year. You know, it may have enough just to fund the entire debt. Wrong. Our debt keeps getting extraordinarily larger every day thanks to the policies of our president. So maybe Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney can come in here with a new idea. Here's the thing I don't understand, my friends. If this has been a failure, if President Obama in his own words says, if I don't get this thing fixed, I'm going to be a one-term president. Well, yes, I agree with him. He hasn't fixed it. The debt is extraordinary, as we just talked about. Our manufacturing is down. Our unemployment is up. The cost of gas is like three times what it was when Bush was there. And yet you're not hearing anything from the press about the fact that Obama must be in cahoots with the oil companies. And then you add on to that, we just had a refinery that just caught on fire here and toasted itself. And there's only... there hasn't been a new refinery built in, what, decades. And then one of the ones here on the West Coast just, toasted itself. And with that, now the cost of gas is going to go straight up. Unemployment's up. People, you know what, and unemployment, and here is such the sad thing, that people are not reporting what true unemployment is. It's 8.3 is what they announced. But they then go out and say there's less people in the job market because people have stopped looking. There's no jobs, blah, blah. And it's really 15.6%. Why does anybody say anything? Boy, we have somebody on the phone that wants to say something. Ann, good morning. You have a comment.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm driving to the gym right now.
Yay!
And I wanted to say that the days of voting are over, of only voting. You must become engaged. And this is a message to a lot of the small businesses out there as I drive to the gym. If we reelect Obama as our president, our taxes for the average person are going to skyrocket because we have some tax situations now that are going to expire. This is the time for small businesses to jump on board and become proactive and support this ticket, because people such as myself are not going to have the disposable income that I now have. Not much, but I do have enough to do things like the gym. I'm not going to have that if Obama is reelected, and I won't be able to renew my gym membership. And this is a call to everyone to become active. Find out what you can do to help this ticket.
And, you know, Ann, you know what this thing is people say, you know, with the way that the Electoral College works in California, that even if they win by 1%, all of our Electoral College votes go to the winner, if that's correct.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
so,
right.
So
wait a minute. You get off your rear end then, people, and go help in Nevada, because Nevada's in play. I plan to go over and walk precincts in Reno, Nevada.
Good for
you. Know what,
you.
That's what I was talking about. You've got, even if you think you can't win here, then you can send your money to states where it can work. And you can support support the people you believe in here, but you can get out and work in those states. And if you've got that little bit of money to send to those states, those swing states where it makes such a, you know, where it makes such a huge difference.
Right.
So,
and you know, Anne, what you're called today is you know, we feel and hear the passion of a woman who is willing to put your guts out there, like you said, to drive to Nevada and walk. It's that important. You don't want to see our life change go to a place that is just so feeling un-American. You know, the land of hope. And I just kind of wondering how people feel about those people who don't even pay attention to politics. All of a sudden they see this other guy named Ryan. Well, who is Ryan? And I'm wondering what everybody out there thinks about Romney and Ryan. Is it going to be a popular ticket, two white guys? What do you think of that?
Well, I think we need somebody who is willing to treat us as adults and tell us the truth. We have to make some tough choices. We're all going to have to tighten our belts. But thank God there's somebody who has come along who's willing to speak the truth. I don't want things glossed over for myself or my kids.
Yeah, I don't want things, lied about. And it's not whether it's a black guy or a white guy. And it's whether the guy can do the job. That's the thing.
That's right.
If he's purple, if he can do the job, we vote for him.
But
I don't care what President Obama's race is. I care what his tactics are. I care what he's done and the mistakes he's made. That's the way you vote. You don't vote because of what color they are. You vote because can they do the job? And Obama has shown to me that he cannot do the job. What I don't understand is where 48 or 49% of the people think he's doing a good job. Where are they from?
Well, I don't. A lot of those people are receiving entitlements, and that crosses a broad spectrum.
Well, that may be. I get a check every month from the government as a retirement check from the Marine Corps after 30 years. You know what? I still don't think Obama's doing a good job. I'm not going to vote for him.
Well, you know, let me just retract that. And when I'm saying two white guys, I'm saying two powerful, wealthy white guys. And I think a lot of our society today is, hey, bro, it's not hip. Got to stay in the, let's stay in what's cool. And here we are, here you are, somebody who's really worked very hard and as looking at the America as we've known it changing before our very eyes. So thanks, Anne, for your call. Thanks for your inspiration.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
Okay.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, the people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still, the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
A Papa Bear, what are you making?
I'm building a rocket ship.
You're building a rocket ship?
Yeah. To get in touch with my inner bear, I've got to go to outer space.
Couldn't you just find your inner bear here on Earth?
Earth? Sugar Bear. I'm searching for something that no man has ever truly found before. So I got to go where no man has ever gone before. I've got to take that one big step for mankind and a Bigfoot chicken fried steak leap for the bear that growls in my soul.
Hate to break it to you, but that's your stomach, Bob, not your soul.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
Come on, let's head over to Black Bear Diner and get a Bob's Big Bear Burger. It'll fill up your stomach and your mouth and stop all that noise you're making.
Oh, Bruce, you sure know how to make a bear happy.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Imagine a future where your body is sculpted, not by needles with pain and bruising, not with painful invasive surgery, but with light, shrinking your fat cells painlessly, giving you unbelievable results. That future is now, Redding Body Genesis. Body sculpting unlike anything you have ever experienced. Medically directed, FDA approved. Redding Body Genesis, 356-2590. Man made better.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Currently 74 degrees in the downtown studios today. Oh, hot, 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 hot. 107 degrees. Today, we're going to be getting that triple digit with a 7 and a clear tonight with 71. Weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And speaking of heat, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 107, 110, 114. What you need is somebody in your corner. And Alliance Heating and Air are those people. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they believe in this one old-fashioned value. It's called quality. And it doesn't have to cost you more. They're there to make sure that you stay cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Alliance Heating and Air, we use them. They're great. Give them a phone call at 221-2642 or go to their website, homecomfort.org. How great is that? Okay, let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted, it was so refreshing to hear Ann this morning, and just to let everyone know, it is the women of this country that are going to decide this election, and because we're running the household. But one of the comments that I want to make is that it's time for the Ron Paul people to get behind Romney and Ryan and just say uncle. We are at a point now where it does no good to disparage Obama and Romney with a lot of the comments that I get over the Internet and Facebook and that sort of thing. It's time to just say, okay, uncle, now we got to get behind the candidate because it has to be anybody but Obama. So that's my comment.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. The thing is that everybody's going to start pulling together because, you know, Hollywood's already started going after Ryan, and they will. They're going to make as much fun of him as they possibly can. We as a nation have got to take a look at what's right for our nation. And this, you know, and say, you know, we're in bad shape right now, people. Does anybody realize this? You know, it's like that famous line from Aliens when they're getting, the aliens are all over them, you know, all over them, just attacking from every direction. And the one guy looks up and says, hey, haven't you been reading the papers? We're getting our butts kicked here.
No kidding. And, you know, Carl, you mentioned the Social Security article. Of the 125 people sampled have been dead for 30 years. And it is in this day and age, with this technology, you mean to tell me they don't have a system in place to do those checks and that we're spending millions of dollars going out the door when there are people that can't buy prescriptions? And I just am just so frustrated by this administration that, and just, you know, I'm thrilled with Ryan. I'm thrilled with the fact that we're going to get somebody in there that's going to be taking a look at how we're going to be saving money. And these people, once they figure out that they can't have the money the normal way, they'll go looking for this fraud. And we'll get everything back on track. So.
Well, I think they could do the same thing in the state of California. Obviously, we can find, you know, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in the state of California. You know, it's got to be hundreds of billions of dollars in the feds.
Yeah, we all know that, and our gut tells us that, and women always go with their gut. So it's...
You guys do.
Hey, if we can go down and have our experts find shoes on the bottom of the ocean from the Titanic.
Absolutely.
That's amazing the things that we've been able to do.
Our nation
exactly.
can do anything.
We can't find 999 million going out of the country to Guatemala and Mexico.
Yeah. Which brings us to the next point right after the, because I'm getting ready to go off again here.
Yeah, wait to even see this one. We have to pull this one up. Thank you so much.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back for the last rant of the morning. Then we've got Jim Hill from Air Cover.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will take over the Shasta College Theater stage from August 9th to the 25th. 11 performances, including two Sunday matinees of this hard-driving, dance-happy musical, will delight Reading Theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend, only to discover that being true to yourself never goes out of style. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:54 in the morning on August the 13th. Yeah, Linda and I have got, we're dyslexic. So we're looking at Chick-fil-A. And everybody's looking at us. We're like, "Yeah, that guy from Chick-fil-A." And everybody's just looking at us. And I wrote it down. And Bob goes, "Chick-fil-A?" And Linda says, "No. Look at the way it's written." And we both looked at it, and it's Chick-fil-A. Again, this is the second time this has happened. Except I didn't say it out loud this time. Yeah, no, the other day I was saying Chick-a-Fil when you weren't here.
Oh.
And now it's nice to know that it runs in our family.
It is Chick-a-Fil.
Okay, what's this athlete's name?
Leo Manzano.
Leo Manzano won the silver in the metric mile and ran a great race. At the end of the race, Mr. Manzano, when he was walking, taking his victory lap with the American flag, he then pulls out the Mexican flag. And now we've got great photos of him holding up the American flag and the Mexican flag because he's proud of his heritage. You know, it's funny, Mr. Manzano, that I watched Somalis run for Great Britain, and when they won, they didn't hold up the Somali flag. I saw we've had great athletes come to our country, you know, that we've rescued from other nations, you know, from horrible spots, you know, poverty and all that, that they were adopted into American families. They've won. They didn't hold up that. They didn't hold up the flag from that country. I'm looking at all these, and I don't see anybody doing this but Mr. Manzano. Is that his name, Manzano?
Yes.
Well, Mr. Manzano, here's what I think about that. I think you should be stripped of your medal, or you should move to Mexico. And you know what? This is what I believe. You're there representing the United States, and trust me, my tax dollars went to support you in this. And I do not begrudge one penny. In fact, I'd rather, at least you can see something at the end of 2 weeks of where you've spent your money. And you can see we've either succeeded or we failed. Great Britain and Atlanta won one medal. And they said, we have got to get off the, you know, we got to do better than this. So Great Britain put into effect
a lottery.
They took money out of the lottery and they started putting together training camps and coaches and all this. And that was in Atlanta. And as of this, and in this Olympics, they've won more than any other time. And they're from a nation that is as small as Great Britain. They a huge success. I mean, they're competing against the United States and China, these large, very large countries, and they did wonderfully. None of them, all of them, were just showing the flag of Great Britain. We've got you showing the flag of Mexico. Mexico. I don't care where your parents come from. You're running for the United States. We support you on that. I don't want to see you holding a flag of Mexico. Which country are you representing? Well, I hope that cost you like $5 million in endorsements. I hope, you know what? And if I was a member of the American Olympic Committee, here's what I would have done. I want to strip him of his medal. Oh, if I can't strip him of his medal because he did win, fine. I want him sent home. Now, I want us to make an announcement. You want to fly the flag of another country after running for us? Then fine. You're going home. And you will be taken off the Olympic team that second. I want it to be like that. Irish Americans aren't showing it. Our African Americans aren't flying those flags. We were so proud of our people. They're out there. They're holding the flag up. We're so proud to represent our country. And the only thing I see here, no matter what he said, is him holding up the Mexican flag. He doesn't run for Mexico. He runs for us.
And isn't it interesting how deeply buried this story was?
Yeah, did you see that anywhere? I didn't see it during NBC when they're doing the highlights of the Olympics.
Where'd you pull this up from, Bob?
Brenda actually turned me on to it. It was on CNN, but as I said, it's you have to kind of go looking for it.
Yeah.
And what's his name again?
Leo Manzano.
And I saw him run, and he ran a courageous race. I mean, that's got nothing against his athletic abilities. It's got a lot to say about this man. It's a bad choice. It's a horribly bad choice. And he's not a kid. The guy's like in his 30s. He's not like he's a child that says he's 18, he's so excited, he was exuberant, somebody handed him the flag. No, this had to be planned, that Mexican flag had to be there for him to do that. So I hope that cost you all the money you're ever going to make on it, on becoming an Olympic champion, a silver medalist, that the American public has paid for. Maybe, perhaps next year, next Olympics, you can run for Mexico. I'm sure they'd love to have you on their team. Then you could then when you hold up the American flag, because that's where you were born, then and see what happens then. See what happens then. I don't think they would be real happy. Okay, enough of that little rant. Gosh, we come back, Jim Hill, from Air Cover, the integrated airspace managed, unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, or RPVs, remotely piloted vehicles, or you can just call them drones, even though he doesn't like the word.
That's a big red. I'm sure you're going to want to call
in. We want to talk about that because we want to talk about the Fourth Amendment. And there's been some, a lot of stuff about that, about unfair search and seizure and all this kind of thing. And a lot of people are concerned about that. We've actually had one or two people out there picketing. They wanted more, but that's all that showed up. And see what else we have.
So you don't want to be calling in 605-4567. It is open line, so if you have questions for Jim, this is going to be an interesting hour topic. And we know it's controversial, and Jim will be here to answer all your calls and your emails coming in and texting us or emailing into KCNR1460.com. Get in our chat room. We'd be glad to. And it rolls fast. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, you've been listening to KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding, and we're really happy to have you here on this Monday morning. Oh, my gosh, it's the 13th of August, and it is 75 degrees. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He's rallying without his running mates.
Thank you so much, Florida. I'm counting on you to help me win in November.
Mitt Romney in Florida as Congressman Paul Ryan campaigns for him in Iowa. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in St. Augustine.
Dave, a cheery crowd of youthful voters and retirees greeted Governor Romney to the stage here at Flagler College, where the governor talked plenty about President Obama's record.
When President Obama was candidate Obama, he promised everyone in this country the moon, but he never got off the launch pad.
That same audience gave thunderous applauses when hearing Romney's plans to create jobs and fix Medicare, an important topic for Florida's seniors and something for which Democrats are targeting VP pick Paul Ryan for, citing his earlier proposals for remedying the program, Dave.
Evan, President Obama will also campaign in Iowa, starting a three-day bus tour there, and he'll attack Congressman Ryan for blocking the farm bill the president claims would help farmers amid a bad drought. The president will also direct the Agriculture Department to buy up $170 million worth of meat and poultry to provide relief to ranchers. He's already been held in contempt of Congress. Now the Attorney General is being taken to court over Fast and Furious. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Shortly before House Republicans voted to hold the Attorney General in contempt of Congress, President Obama claimed executive privilege over Justice Department documents. Now a judge could decide if that was proper. The lawsuit is the latest volley in a lengthy back and forth between congressional investigators and the administration over the failed gun tracking operation. In 2008, congressional Democrats filed suit against the Bush administration after a vote to hold two officials in contempt of Congress. Dave.
Jared, a fighter jet is down in Syria. State TV says it was a technical problem and a search is on for the pilot. Rebels claim they shot the plane down and captured him. Mississippi leads the nation in obesity. 35 out of 100 adults have a weight problem. One of a dozen states with obesity rates over 30%. Colorado has the lowest. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov, the answers start here.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle, so when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
As we learn that no state has adult obesity rates under 20%, with a dozen over 30, then there are the overweight kids. A new study shows legislation can maybe slim them down.
The results from the first comprehensive look at state laws over time show that children in states with strong, consistent laws that govern snacks available for sale at school gained less weight from 5th through 8th grade. Also, children who were obese in 5th grade lost weight by 8th grade in the states with the strongest laws. The study released online in the journal Pediatrics analyzed 6,300 students in 40 states. The lead author of the study, Daniel Tabor from the University of Illinois at Chicago, saying the results show that for the laws to be effective, they have to be consistently strong in all grades. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
A mystery in Bangor, Maine. A car with three people inside found burning out of control early this morning, and police call it suspicious. A medical examiner is trying to ID the bodies. A wildfire keeps burning in Northern California. It's charred 4.5 square miles, burned down three buildings, threatening nearly 500 homes in Spring Valley.
The relative humidity, the amount of moisture in air is very, very low. Having those conditions causes the fire to spot more, so the fire can jump ahead in advance of itself.
CAL FIRE Chief of Operations Todd Derham, it's about a quarter contained, that fire. The Olympic flame is out, and the Summer Games are over in London.
After a weird and wonderful celebration of British music, which included the Spice Girls and The Who. A special games terminal resembling a London park has been set up at Heathrow Airport to give the thousands of athletes heading home a good send-off. Meanwhile, the US Olympic Committee say they're putting together a working group to discuss when and where America should bid to play host.
That's Fox News Radio's Emily Wither in London. An athlete from Belarus is going back home in disgrace. A woman stripped of her gold medal and shot put for testing positive for a steroid. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning, August the 13th. Hey, my friends, good morning, good Monday. We got a big week signed up this week. Got a lot of things going on. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hope everything's doing well. And good morning to everybody in the chat room. We got people from Washington State. Of course, that's John. John's always with us. And then Coach Bob and Jimmy and Sun Gold and, gosh, it's just everybody. What can I say? So thanks so much for being in our chat room. We need to have another chat room breakfast, don't we? I think we need to do that soon. We'll go down to Black Bear. They are great. Things are going on today. It's 76 right now. It's going to get up to 107 degrees. It's going to be hot the rest of the week. So get ready for that. This heat is not going to break. It may break a little bit this weekend for the 90s. But anyway, the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. 474-5546. They have music on the weekends. Linda was just there Saturday, sold out place. They've got pizza on Thursdays and just a great, great, great place to eat. The food is just outstanding. The ambiance, wonderful. It's cool there. It's either in the air conditioning or they have misters on the outside if you choose to be out there where it's really nice. And Somo Vineyards. Okay, we're going to start off with our Wells Fargo advisors and go to Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, most U.S. stocks are down, led by healthcare and utility companies. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 88 points at 13,119. The S&P 500 is off 8 points at 1397. The NASDAQ Composite is down 20 points at 3,000. Some of the day's biggest movers, Cisco Corp, positive 96 cents, trading at 29.80. Pfizer down 18 cents at 23.76 per share. Sprint Nextel positive 11 cents at $5.03. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's down 22 cents at 71.92 per share. Pacific Gas and Electric off 8 cents at 45.16. AT&T down a nickel at $37.44. Over to commodities, gold is down $2.40 an ounce at $16.20.40. Silver's off 21 cents at $27.86. Crude oil down 62 cents at $92 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors are here Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. And we just like what they say and their attitude. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and check out Susan and Chris and Kathy and Josh, and they're going to give you the advice that you are going to need if you're going to do battle with Wall Street. Okay, let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You know what? I am fired up.
Are you?
It's
about
Monday.
What?
It's Monday.
There you go.
Not only did you watch what happened over the weekend? You got Ryan in there. You've got, and then you had this Olympic athlete, this American that was carrying the American flag and the Mexican flag. I just, I'm not going to mention it again, but that just kind of bothers me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what are y'all doing with the We the People tonight?
At the Reading Tea Party, we meet at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road. That is the Destiny Fellowship Church. And I don't know if you know this, Carl, but of the approximately 50 million Christians throughout the nation, 30 million do not vote. Did you know that?
You know, I knew it was a big number, but is there any reason that you know of that why,
well,
why that
would
be?
Well, you know, we really don't know what's inside these folks' heads, but they stand to lose a lot, most importantly, freedom of religion. And if you think about our Revolutionary War, it was the preachers that carried the flags, and they were in the front line when we freed our country. So we have a presentation that we'll be doing tonight at the Reading Tea Party, and it is called One Nation Under God, Get Out the Vote. And there is an entire package and presentation and program that was created by David Barton that is targeted toward the preachers and the pastors of our churches to encourage them, to encourage their folks, you know, the folks that their parishioners to register and get votes out. And we're going to be within the Reading area, we are going to be contacting every single church in the Reading area, as well as making this presentation to surrounding counties and spreading the word that we need to get our Christians back on board as a potential vote.
Well, you know, the thing that yeah, we need to do that. We have to get everybody out to vote because, frankly, I'm offended by people that could vote that don't vote.
Yeah,
and
they
can't
complain.
But I don't know.
Votes can't complain.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if I want people that are they have no idea what the. Have no idea what the issues are or what's going on, and then we put them in buses and take them out, and they just have no idea who to vote for either. So I'm not sure if that's worse. But
and I agree, and I guess that's why when you get back to the drawing board and you go back to square one, it's all about educating people.
It is. Yes.
I mean, it really is. As cliche as that phrase is, and that is why it is a cliche, because it's very true. We actually have to go back to the drawing board and educate people. And they need
absolutely.
To know what's coming down the pike.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't want to get political because they think that it interferes with the other aspects of their lives. But politics is about your life. Every decision that is made in a legislature, every bill that is passed, every law that is implemented
every lie. I like
a
that.
Direct impact on our private lives.
Oh, it does. And if you don't get, you know, and then people go, how do we get here? It's because you didn't pay attention, my friends.
And who voted this in?
Yeah. Well, the people that voted it in are the ones we vote in.
That's right.
So, okay, Elizabeth, that's tonight at 6 p.m.
Tonight. Great program. Come on out.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All
Bye.
Right. Take
All right.
care.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back to Jim Hall from Air Cover, our own privately owned eye in the sky. Right there.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Don't let fire rush to your head. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, this portion of the show brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, inside of Tobacco and Brew's Espresso Joe's, where they make any flavor of coffee you could possibly want. Buy your coffee beans at Espresso Joe's, and they have the best prices you're going to get. 20-ounce flavored coffee, iced or hot, for just $3, flavor of the month, as well as the largest and most beautiful walk-in humidor you're going to find anywhere. Get your gifts at Tobacco and Brew.
There you go. Hey, our guest is Jim Hill, Air Cover. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fine. I think it's about
Linda, how are you?
Second time you've been on, maybe more. Air Cover. Tell people what Air Cover is.
Air Cover is an unmanned system for first responders. We're focused on the situation that if you look at critical issues since 9/11, over $200 billion of losses were on the estimates of insurance claims. And what we're focused on today is a continuing reality. We're still at war with terrorists. That's a reality. I mean, when you think about the critical issues that are facing the nation. And our systems are really designed for first responders at the fire department and at the police department and the search and rescue level. So when you have earthquakes, you have an incident, take a Federal Express truck that has toxic chemicals in it from who knows what that's being transported, catches fire, the first responder is going to show up and they're wearing a Scott air pack. How do you keep these people alive? So our mission statement is saving lives, creating jobs for a secure America. That's what Air Cover really stands for.
You know, and the people have this a fear, you know, I think that's the right word, or at least a real concern, that a drone in the air, a unmanned aerial vehicle in the air, means that they've lost privacy, and that next thing you know, you're going to be out in your backyard, and there's going to be something hovering above you. You know, they talk about the black helicopters, right? Well, now they're saying, well, wait a minute, they don't need a black helicopter. They can use one of these little drones that can be sitting over they can be looking at me. What do you say about that?
Actually, last night I did my own assessment of something we don't seem to recognize deeply, and that is when the minute I click on Google Earth, I can zero in to my driveway, and I can see what cars are there, and those paints happen on a regular basis. So the fact is the Fourth Amendment is the issue at hand, that some of the pundits saying there's a violation. Well, the reality is whether you have a cell phone on your hip pocket or Google Earth paint of your house that you can come down to altitude, if you look at it, you're getting about a 700 foot altitude paint of your home, and then it basically washes out. You can't get higher. visibility or at least clarity of the images. So what we're facing is, how do you protect privacy of individuals? And everyone in the community, and I just returned back from Las Vegas last week with the International Conference on Unmanned Systems. And the one of the major sheriff discussions, actually sheriffs multiples, attended a conference forum at the convention center. And the real issue is, how do you protect safety? And again, we're very strong on Constitution fundamentals of what the First through the Fourth Amendment really means. And the Fourth Amendment really is not a matter of violation using unmanned systems. What it has to do with is if someone is violating law, both in both cases, if they violate or if they're innocent, how do you protect them? Well, unmanned systems already have a roadmap in place that's going to create the requirement for all systems to identify themselves in flight. They can't just go around and peek at things. Well, today we have toys that you can purchase that are pretty capable. They can't handle wind, but they're very powerful.
Okay. We've got to take a break here. We're going to come back. I think that we need to talk about is a tool is only as good as the person that uses it, and which is, I think, what we're alluding to here. But we'll be right back. And, I mean, yeah, and Linda is looking up and seeing, getting photos of our house. Where's this come from, huh?
This comes from just typing in my address and coming to see, you know, seeing that, you know, I'm kind of asking Jim. It looks like the trees. I'm not sure if it's an older picture. It's current because it shows, you know, the trees. But I'm just telling you, it's interesting. I see the cracks. I can see the cracks in the cement in front of our house, in the just on the drive.
All right. We'll be right back.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Smitty's Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
REU's Home Performance Program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000. Plus, utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducks in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:23 in the morning. It's 76 degrees out there, heading for 107. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership, serving Redding and the surrounding areas, and it's been doing that for decades. Crown Motors are going to give you the best deal. They're your neighbors giving you the best deals on the car, truck, or SUV that you want, whether it's previously owned or brand new. And then they take care of it, and they take great pride in how they service their vehicle. Stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue, right here in Redding. Give them a call, 223-2177. During the break, we were having Linda has brought up our house as an overhead photo from satellites. I assume that's satellites, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's the drive-by look, because they drive by with these vehicles with cameras all over them. Now, everybody, I mean, you can look at the house. You can look up and down the street. You can look at your neighbors across the street. Mm-hmm. And my question is how do you opt out of this? Or can you opt out of this? I mean, this isn't up to you, Jim. I mean, because this is so far beyond. I mean, this is well beyond your, you know, what you all are espousing or even doing. But can you opt out of this?
To my knowledge, that's a Google Earth service they provide. That's all I know. The interactions I've had with their corporate minds, they do sell a lot of their imagery internationally, which is concerning.
Well, now that's really concerning, because this is, you know what, this is almost targetable.
I don't think it. Well, it's not mensurated, but it's definitely.
It may not be mensurated, but they can get you within a block.
They know they can. I can identify things pretty specifically.
That's right.
I think the thing is that in the case of unmanned systems, which has been in under some degree of public scrutiny, is really there are three questions: what is your exposure? What are the operational issues, and what are the real costs? So, from an exposure standpoint, you're bringing that up. And from a Fourth Amendment perspective, you've got cell phones. Where do you stop that? Because those can be put on Facebook and anything you want. From the standpoint of what Google Earth is selling as a service and other geospatial imagery data that's sold on the internet, either free or with a typed access point, that comes into accountability of control. And I think your point is key, and that is the Fourth Amendment right. What is our privacy? Where can we draw the line?
When can we opt out of something?
Now, I'm looking at an overhead image of our building. I don't know what day it was taken, but I can tell you I was here the day that was taken, because my Jeep is plainly visible in the parking lot.
Your Jeep is plainly visible anywhere in the earth, you know, that banana yellow you have and the other thing. But, you know, you're right. But see, there's at some point, there's my truck, too. Look at my truck. You saw it? The red truck? But we go back to the tools and how it's being used. Right. But it, to me, is that, you know, with the thing, okay, talking about your cell phone, they can track you, but you can turn that off.
Correct.
And see, can I turn off somebody having my imagery?
Well, the imagery created when you saw the street view is actually, believe it or not, it's a Prius. It drives around, and it's got a special series of antennas in an array that are picking up imagery, and it's got the GPS coordinates that are tracked accordingly for the street view. Now, obviously, the satellite imagery is sold information.
By a privately owned satellite?
It's actually, the details can't be discussed, but the Google Earth is purchasing what is available at that level of imagery quality, because obviously there's other things that can be done.
From where? Do you know where they get it?
Corporately.
From?
They actually buy time on a satellite that's got optics.
See what you're saying. Okay, yeah, so they're buying the time on the satellite, and then they can take the photos.
Correct.
Okay, so opposed to buying the imagery from somebody else.
It is a contract. I don't know how many hands are exchanged between the
Most of these images are from NOAA, from the government. Is the key, is the original source, is Landsats, and there's dozens of them in orbit.
And Desert Shield, and you remember this, Desert Shield, I wish we had imagery that good.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we had no imagery, because for a variety of reasons, Marines, where we were at. But if we had had imagery this good, we could have, you know, it would have really enhanced our plan.
Well, you know, the thing that goes into it, again, I'll go back to what are the exposures and what are the cost operational issues, is that if you think about it, some of the street views that they give also share information to utilities and infrastructure that you have, for example, gas line going down, what part of the street, and mapping that out. Well, so those are important for incidents planning.
Well, you know, frankly, having used UAVs many times during my military career, they are very useful. And I think what people can't forget is that when you talk UAVs and people getting upset about it, about where's my rights, where are my rights in, is the fact is that in your community, if you have a UAVs, which I think, frankly, would enhance our ability to protect our citizens with the right safeguards on it. They're only as good as the people that use them and the people that oversee it.
Right.
So, but it is a tremendous force multiplier for our police and sheriff out there.
Actually,
and our firefighters.
Yes.
And looking for people, and we're going to be talking about what you've gotten involved with that. I think people don't, I think people have to realize is that it's like anything. It's like a, it's like your car. It's like a bandsaw. It's like a weapon. It's only as good as the person that's using it.
Wear the safety goggles.
Wear the safety goggles. Have a, you know, have an imprint on it that says, no, you're not going to fly here. Wear the, you know, where the, you know, the 20-year-olds are having a bachelorette party. No, you don't need to go over and check that out. You know, nobody's been complaining and all this, but you've got a specific job that feeds information to our law enforcement, our first responders, to Cal, you know, the Cal Fire, Cal Trans, for things like that. And that's where it becomes so valuable, you know, organizations like yours. Okay, what do we got here? Oh.
Just under a minute.
Okay, we got another minute here going. One of the other things that you all do is, and we want to talk about this when we come back, is you have helped to find missing people with your
yes.
with your UAV.
Yeah, we've been called in several times, actually. In the beginning, the first call came in was someone lost on a river. And unfortunately, we weren't able to do it because we didn't have enough lead time to get there. And unfortunately, the person was found later, didn't survive. But
you've been able to help in other cases.
Yes,
though,
right? We've been. Yeah, we're being called in more and more. And that's a really, for us, in critical is saving lives. Yeah. And that's getting involved.
And when we come back, we also want to talk about is why are you here in Reading?
Okay.
And that's another big question, too. Why did you pick Reading for your company? We'll be right back. Carl, Linda Bott, our guest Jim Hall from Air Cover
Hill.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster.
I've got a promise for you guys. There are better days ahead when we get a better leader in Washington.
Mitt Romney campaigning in St. Augustine, Florida this morning. His running mate, off on his own, taking on President Obama in another swing state.
The president has welcomed Paul Ryan to the race. The two men are both in Iowa today. President Obama spending the next 3 days in the battleground state, traveling by bus.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, the president's planning to attack Congressman Ryan's lack of support for a farm bill. Google's cutting jobs at Motorola Mobility.
The struggling cell phone maker, which was acquired by Google back in May, says it will lay off 20% of its workforce and close a third of its 90 offices. More than 1,300 of the 4,000 jobs lost will be from the United States.
That's Fox Business Network's Diane Macedo. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 74 points. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889. That's 243-0889. And remember, it's risk-free.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Calling about 8:35 in the morning on August the 13th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. They are open. I'm running down there today because my hair has overrun my
ears.
They've been closed for a week because they take a well-earned vacation, and I need to get there. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. I think I fall into one of those. Man's last stronghold.
You don't act like one.
I know. I am very juvenile. I know, at times.
Thank God.
So I'm going for the military discount. All right.
8:35 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. So glad you're with us. Our guest this morning is Jim Hill, and we're talking about air cover. Jim, you know, there's a wide variety. The world is wide open where you can take your business. And you brought your family here. Why Reading?
Linda, it's really the core of what brought us here is we did about a 2-year research, coast to coast, actually. We went all the way from Florida, South Carolina, Mississippi, spent time in North Dakota, all wonderful places, wonderful people, very supportive in the area of unmanned systems. And actually, we looked at the top four areas where there's probably going to be explosive growth in the area of unmanned systems. It's about right now it's a $15 billion market growing at about 14% per year annually. And there's opportunity, based on last year's research, that there's about $3 billion worth of new entries of technology every year, which is astounding when you think about the numbers. But what brought us to Reading is three things. The community itself has an open arm and a willingness to take it from where it is in terms of economic decline. It's been a little bit hard. It's been hard-pressed. So is the rest of the nation. But there's some unique features about Reading that brought us here. There's some attitudes that include in the city, been very supportive of us, the airport. They came up with an idea of how this could go, and they got actually really proactive in thinking of the future and and it was a job creator question. So we looked at that. We have a really strong faith-based orientation in who we are, the owners of the families that own the company. So we have strong Christian beliefs. That was a tie-in to it. And then the other is when we looked at the area, no other place in the country offers the diverse microclimates that we can have. In fact, every time we meet with key customers, they've asked for certain either exposures or altitudes or microclimate seasons. I'm talking about temperatures and altitudes and things like that. And we go, oh, it's right in our backyard. And they look at it and they kind of blink twice and they go, really? And we say, yes. So there's six airspaces in the country that are going to be designated as dual-use unmanned systems and unmanned systems and civilian airspace. And we would like to have that be brought to Reading for uses in public safety and commercialization. And I'm talking commercialization about agriculture. Japan alone has been using unmanned systems for over 15 years. So technologically, we may have some good devices.
You mean like spraying and seeding and all those kind of things?
Correct. Rice farming. They have more unmanned systems than they do piloted systems in Japan.
Well, you know, the unmanned aerial vehicles, the use you have, you can do with them, and they can be as large as the ones they've launched from Nebraska. They're the size of a mini jet, and that that hover for 60 hours. I mean, they just fly when they're a jet, and they've got huge, huge dwell time wherever they're at, and great systems for targeting and all that, and then come back, or you have them down to the size of yours.
Correct.
Which is an electric.
Yes. Yeah. It's actually, we have more than one product offering. What we're doing is we're privately held, and in fact, strange thing is that the Occupy protests we had in the Midwest, where we have a footprint, resulted in investors on the East Coast, which are kind of like, I'll call them Tea Party patriots, stepped in and actually, we want to invest in your company because we believe in what you're doing. Because they understand we're protecting Fourth Amendment rights. This is about productivity and getting people back to work and putting America back in the leadership where we had basically jettisoned manufacturing overseas. We're not about that. We're about American-made products, American engineering and ingenuity to pioneer things in the area of unmanned systems.
Now, the systems themselves are being built, I think, in Nebraska.
No.
Or Iowa?
Iowa. Okay. Actually, well, there's more to the story here, but we have quite a bit of work happening here, including this summer. We had, let me count them, three or four college students were very strong on education. One of them went to Shasta High School. He's starting Chico this year in mechatronics, and actually what that is a combination of engineering and electronics, microelectronics. Quinn Little, great young man who's gifted. And that's just one example. And another one, a gentleman by the name of Logan, who's been home for a while on summer sabbatical, going back to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, when I got that right, Logan, finally. And then we had students from Iowa here. So we actually had a convergence of next generation students that believe in what we're standing for and what we're about is productivity.
Well, you're doing engineering and all that work.
The brain power is actually here. Yeah, actually, this is important because it actually has spillover into some other areas that we strategically, John Swope and I have thought very carefully about from our core team as far as the ownership of the company.
Let's talk about that when we get back. I'll take a quick break. I know that you've, I met one of your young, one of the young men that were working there, and he's got an interesting story too. He was working at In-N-Out. Okay, we'll be right back. Our guest is Jim Hill from AirCover. We talked about why he's here instead of any other place in the United States he could be. Talking about protecting the Fourth Amendment rights. And again, a UAV. I want to talk about specifics that it can do for our community that Jim can talk about too. Carlin and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Play bingo at Wind River Casino, where high-stakes bingo is in action. Every last Sunday of the month, over $20,000 must go.
20 regular game marathon pays $1,000. Paper $35, PhDs $99.
We are the only place in town to offer a breakfast buffet free with your bingo buy-in.
Every last Sunday of the month, over $100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month.
You only have to be 18 to play.
Don't like to dob? Let the machine do the work for you and try our hands-free electronic bingo.
Play rock and roll bingo the second Friday of every month. Be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun.
Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper is only $10. Plus, on Wednesday, August 29th, 10 lucky winners will be selected for a chance at $500 in our Bingo Night on the River drawing. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's better on the river.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home,
Our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by, you know, Redding Harley Davidson. You ride a Harley, you live a lifestyle there. You know that? Established in 1977 right here, Redding Harley Davidson. Second generation, Ernie and Jessica are there. They carry, of course, all the bikes you could possibly want, the motorcycles, but everything that goes along with it, clothing, collectibles, accessories, they've got financing available. They are at 1268 Twin View Boulevard, Redding. You can call them at 241-7117 or open Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. If Redding Harley Davidson, experience the ride, live the dream. Our guest is Jim Hill from Air Cover, and we've been talking about a number of different projects. But Jim, can you say specifically what could an unmanned aerial vehicle do for a community?
Well, in the case,
everybody talks about the, oh gosh, it's out there, but there's very many positive parts of what it could do as a plus.
I'll take it in probably three sentences, real simple. Just take an I-5 drive north to Redding from Sacramento. You got some major tributaries, you got some rivers, people falling in the water. Only a matter of minutes can determine whether you have life or death. And if you have a first responder launch one of our systems with thermal imaging and someone in the water, which we already had the request and unfortunately we couldn't serve it, you're able to find that person and pull them out of the water without having to wait for the bad news. That's one. The other is you move up the valley, can you imagine reducing the amount of insecticide, fertilizer placed on plants that we actually consume as food and do pinpoint precision placement of ag material on plants? That's second. Third is you're going to reduce the amount of fuel that's going to be consumed because the cost of a helicopter is $1,500 an hour for some of the more mundane things that can be done by unmanned systems, and Japan's already figured that out.
Okay, I also like to think about how often do we hear about a person wandering away that has Alzheimer's, that they can launch a UAV up in the air to look for it. We're talking about
that happened in Lodi. Actually, that was a request. It was unfortunate we couldn't support something like that unless they have the equipment right there, and that's someone's grandfather or grandmother.
And let's talk about this. Let's talk about the Cal Fire. There's a fire out there, so you can put multiple UAVs around it. Where then you might have one helicopter, or what if you've got numerous fires going like we have going at times?
Right.
So you can put a UAV around it so they know how to fight the fire.
Right. The hot spot. We've already had reports from Cal Fire directly that, this could have saved some lives for the backflash on a fire.
Out at Redding Muni is a Vietnam era Cobra helicopter that costs about $2,500 to fly per hour, and every hour in the air is compensated for by 10 hours on the ground of maintenance and up and overhaul.
It's just a lot more
economical.
The other thing too, it doesn't throw especially if it's electric, it's not spewing things into the air. There's other things too.
Yeah.
Let's talk about just the transmission lines that are need to be looked at. So you can run a UAV along that, see if they're broken, see what kind of shape they're in.
Actually, that translates into some reality because we've already reviewed that with a customer application. We're talking the difference between injuries and loss of life and insurance costs.
Absolutely. So, see, the idea of having a UAV that works for the government, it works for us.
For industry.
It works for industry, but works for us. and doing a lot of these mundane jobs that you can have somebody sit back and look at everything as they're going through. We're talking about, what about this? What if you have this and this information that there is we are short. Okay, this is what I'm looking at it. We're short policemen. We're short sheriffs. There's something going on out in the county. You send out, do you like those sound effects? Yeah, we beam out the a UAV. They can take a look at what's going on, and then we can better use our law enforcement personnel and maybe even our first responders to get them to someplace or not take them to someplace.
And yeah, that's
a force multiplier. And what this is very, very important in our sense now, since our economy is down, we don't have enough police or fire or sheriffs.
We had actually one that occurred last month. We were working with the fire department in the valley, and they had a false positive, as they reported. Airplane was cited as going down, and they had to send out the fire department to look for 3.5 hours for no airplane. The manpower and fuel cost expended were, and they said after we did our evaluation, we would have solved that problem in 15 minutes from the phone report that came in and the airplane had gone down. That would have been a savings. There would have been no report. There would have been no dispatch of 5 or 6 fire trucks looking for an airplane that doesn't exist.
And then the last thing I want to talk about here is we've talked a little bit about it. Have we talked about Ms. Lomax yet? Ms. Lomax, a beautiful 19-year-old. And you all got involved in that when she turned up missing.
Yes, yes. We're finding that this is going to probably turn into something more common than rare. Is the search and rescue is a really big passionate thing about the team members here, because several of us have served in the military, and we're about saving lives, and we really wanted to get behind this, and that includes the Sierra Nevada snow starts to show up in early season. Well, in this case, Miss Lomax, we were actually on our way to conduct test and evaluation. We had a 4-member team, including our team from Iowa. And here in Reading, we were on our way in a F-350 with loaded gear, and the call came in and was requested, could you please come down? And by the way, this is before it had gone to an official missing persons. The family, through contacts, had contacted us directly and said, please come down and help us. We're trying to find our daughter. Sac State student, straight-A student, nonetheless, very bright young lady, and very active in hiking and kayaking, and turned up. She had a mental breakdown from too much overload on school. So we were there in about three and a half hours on scene, which is too long. But a drive from Reading to Sacramento, it is what it is. Started the search, and within a matter of a couple hours, we had localized all the areas that we could as far as daylight would allow us, and started pushing transmissions of our imagery. So you remember we were talking about Google Earth, the imagery you saw? We got much lower, and we could actually take high-definition imagery and looking at homeless camps to see if she might have been in those and in the trails. So we essentially eliminated about 70% of the territory between Howe Avenue and downtown Sacramento in a matter of hours.
So then they could concentrate on the other 30%.
Correct. And what we did is we pushed to the cell phone coordinator imagery and instructions on where to go exactly, so they were to put people in placed areas of suspected either locations. I don't want to call them hide spots. That's more of a military term. But in locations where she might have been. And that actually reduced the amount of time it took. We finally zeroed in on her that night. Unfortunately, when we went down, we didn't have thermal imaging with us, a FLIR camera, which is an incredibly powerful tool at night, and we were basically held blind at night because we couldn't fly in the dark, and because we located her. We actually nailed it down, and then the story follows that. I can cover it at a later time.
Okay, we got to take a break. Our guest is Jim Hill from Air Cover. And talk about the advantages of having a UAV, unmanned aerial vehicle, in our system here to help not only just the police and the fire and the sheriff's department, but there's so many other different aspects of this, which could be a big plus. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep, I thought that piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff,
like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Well, I won't. Iraq, Afghanistan, Veterans of America, and the Ad Council.
No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott.
Currently 81 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It is going to be 107 today, so make sure that you keep yourself hydrated. Clear tonight with temperatures around 71. Looks like Tuesday is 107 and Wednesday is 104 and Thursday is 103. So, yes, we are in those triple digits. Again, weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Have a great Monday day here. And closing thoughts here.
Well, you know what? Tomorrow we're going to have Trish Clark's going to be back with us. Now, Trish usually comes in on Thursdays, but she's going to be in a couple of times this week. Because tomorrow we've got some hot scoop for you, my friends. Again, you know, as we broke last week with the alleged corruption, and again, I say it heavy, alleged corruption in REU and the overspending of money. Of course, we're trying to get our REU reps in here, and we're just playing phone tag. They want to come on. But Trish Clark is going to be on tomorrow, and she's got some dynamite she's going to light off tomorrow, too. So you might want to be here. Find out what's going on in our county and city and state. Our guest, Jim Hill from AirCover. And we've been talking about the benefits and the pluses of having a system here. But the job creation and the abilities when you build your company is, I think that this type of technology really is boundless. But there's a lot of other places that are working it, too.
Yeah, in fact, it was February 15th that the president signed the FAA Modernization Reform Act of 2012, which is H.R. 658. When that bill was signed, it ushered in an era of not just unmanned systems, but airspace safety and a next-generation technology, whereas before, in the old days, we just relied on things like S-mode transponders. Now we're going to be getting into a technology that's much more compact, much more accurate for airspace management. And what this means to us in terms of translating into jobs is, with unmanned systems taking off in the commercial sector, which, by the way, there'll be some announcements on our own company and being a leader in that. In fact, our quad rotor was the first true pioneering quad rotor
that really existed. In fact, probably the video helped others get ideas. Hey, we had to play in this space, and it's not that easy. But being a forerunner to the unmanned system space, there's other products behind this, just like other organizations have small systems that are meant to be, and in our case, a premium product. But what this translates into in terms of economics is the area of Mississippi, South Carolina, Dayton Development Coalition. We're talking about a multi-county or multi-state area. Northern California has an opportunity to take advantage of its strategic assets, its geography, and its natural resources to demonstrate the way in which you can build an entire industry of jobs, technicians to service, technicians to repair, technicians to fly them in the commercial space, which we estimate will be three times the size of government. And I can also touch on the airspace security and control, which will be very helpful for those that are wondering about the Fourth Amendment.
Well, you know, I tell you what, the Jim, it's the I see a lot of pluses. This, yes, there is the fact you have to. A tool is only as good as the people using it. And as you've seen when I'm going berserk over the fact that I'm on Google Earth in our house is. That, opting out on something like that. But for something as important as this, as being able to, again, to be a force multiplier. And if you've been in the service or just in business, something that a force multiplier is that it can just add so much to your capabilities. And in a case like this with UAVs, at a price that is, I think, very reasonable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we need to start talking about the sharing of information among all of our law enforcement agencies. That's another day. Carl and Linda Bott.
Thank you for being our guest today, Jim.
Free Fire Radio. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Young voters and seniors being courted by Mitt Romney in Florida.
We love America. We know where this country needs to go, and we're going to get it done.
Rallying at a college in St. Augustine while his running mate, Congressman Paul Ryan, campaigns in Iowa. The president due in Council Bluffs, Iowa shortly, and he'll take aim at Ryan. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The House recessed this month without passing a long-term farm bill, even as a drought strikes crops and livestock. President Obama expected to blame Republicans like Ryan for the gridlock. In the meantime, the president will also outline a major livestock purchase by the Department of Agriculture. The USDA intends to buy up to $170 million worth of pork, lamb, chicken, and catfish. It'll help relieve some pressure on livestock producers and replenish food banks. Lisa.
Jared, Attorney General Eric Holder is now being sued by a House committee over subpoenaed documents in the Fast and Furious investigation. The lawsuit just filed challenging the